Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This is LaVon Eblen, of course, visiting with Jan Reinig. And Jan is over in Shelby County. Good morning to you, Jan.
Good morning, LaVon.
Jan, a week or so ago, I was in Elkhorn and I picked up a brochure, a very colorful brochure called Barn Quilts in Shelby County. And I didn't know you had this project. It's amazing. Jan, when did all this start?
Well, thank you. Well, for Shelby County, it started in 2006. The original project started in 2001 in Ohio and just started moving across to Iowa.
And I know that Sac County, for instance, has the barn quilts and they do a big quilt show. And
yes.
I'm sure there are other counties that have done this also. But you went, I was amazed. You have over 50 places and quilts to go and see.
Yes, we do. Yes, we have a brochure with a map, and it's all mapped out. And as you said, they're very colorful, and they're just really, really fun. And there's a lot of history behind them, yes.
So let's talk a bit about the history.
Okay, well, as we mentioned that it started in 2001, so that's recent history. But
yes.
The history that really got part of it what is what got me interested was that it's quilts, and I like to quilt. I'm a quilter. And so quilting has so much history, goes way, way back. So I saw these coming through Sac County in 2006. My husband and I were going to Spirit Lake, and we saw them several times, and we're like, what is this?
Hmm.
What is this? So we came home. We asked about it. I called the extension office, and our extension director then was Terry Tornayton, and I was on the extension council, so it just kind of kept growing. And he said, well, I'll find out about it. And so as we got going and got into, yes, you can make one, you know, it's not some kind of a closed project, I was to pick out a quilt pattern. And at that time, I only had one quilt book that my sister had given me, and I found this pattern, and it's the one I have is an 1880s pattern called World Without End.
Hmm.
And so there are pattern books galore for quilts. And so when people want to make a barn quilt, we ask them to, you know, pick a pattern, and then decide on their colors, and then if we're going to paint it, then we, you know, get together with them. And the quilt patterns are just amazing. So if you're a quilter, you would get really excited just about the pattern and the names. They have some really fun names.
And, yes, the name, and sometimes there's a story behind that name, but often just the name gives you the story.
Yes.
And so what are a couple of your favorites?
Well, we've had, as far as names, we've had some clever things in the county. We have one family who had eight grown children, and they wanted to give this to their parents, make a barn quilt for them for like a Christmas present and a surprise. And so because there were eight children, they found a pattern called Eight Hands Round.
Mm.
And so it just, you know, was wonderful for the parents. Another family found a pattern called Five Spot, and we made that one for them, and they have five children. So when they look at the barn, of course, they're going to think Five Spot, and they're always thinking of their children. But there's just been so many that have made a connection. And some of these patterns have like 15 names, so it gets very confusing because people rename them.
Pick your favorite.
Oh, I can't even think
of
right
I mean, now, when you have 50 names for a quilt, you're going to pick out the one you like the best,
yeah,
I guess,
yeah,
the one that fits you.
Yes. 15 names you just pick, and somebody will say, well, no, I have that, and it's such and such.
Yes.
You know how that works. But it's been a real fun thing just to pick patterns and colors, too. Yeah.
And how big are these barn quilts?
Well, we do. My friend Barb Onan and I are still painting. We started with a committee like back in 2006, and many of those people wanted to learn how to make a barn quilt for themselves. And then they helped us for a while, and we did barn quilts and showed them at the county fair and took orders. And so what we make are 8x8 sizes, 8 feet by 8 feet,
yes,
so on a barn. Or then, of course, there are several people who don't have a barn, and they say, well, we'd really like a barn quilt, but we don't have a barn. And so I would jokingly say, well, call me when you get one. And, of course, they look at me like, are you rather strange or what?
Mm-hmm.
And then they catch on because, you know, of course, you're not going to get one. But so then we offer a 4-foot by 4-foot. And you can put these in your yard or, you know, maybe on a garage or a garden shed. Or I've seen them on a fence. And so they're more usable if you don't have a barn. So we just do those two sizes because the supplies come in those sizes and can be cut, you know, easier. I've seen a few people make a 6-foot by 6-foot.
Uh-huh. So, now, when you say you're painting these, and I, you know, some of them are pretty intricate. It's not just a few squares. They're
right.
fairly intricate.
Right.
But what about the paint? You know, are you going to have to repaint these again in 5 years?
Well, we started out with a material called MDO board, and that was on plywood. And so that was the first one here, and I made that and had my daughter's 4-H club come, and the kids helped me paint that.
Great.
And we started out with, it wasn't oil paint. It was a good latex, but it wasn't an oil. And we looked out one day after about 5 years, and we said, something's wrong with this. And we found out that another squirrel had somehow gotten behind and chewed all of the back out of the plywood and was sticking her head through. And she had a nest of five baby squirrels. So the guys had to take it down, and we just started over. So then I did the same pattern in the same color, but it's a product called Alumilite. And it's a very good product, and it should last a good 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we use oil paint on that, and I would suggest to anyone to use the best quality materials and paint that you can, because you know outside the sun and the weather is going to be, it's going to wear on it.
So did you give classes, Jan?
We had a paper. We wrote up a paper when we started our committee on how to do this, and then we talked to a lot of people personally, you know, if they wanted advice on how to do it.
And I do see all kinds of barn quilts, littler ones. People use them in a lot of different ways. But this is not, those folks aren't doing it to the extent that you have done this in Shelby County. This, I think, would be a wonderful drive here. It's fall's coming up. The leaves are starting to change. What a wonderful time to drive around Shelby County.
Yes, it would be. Yes, uh-huh.
And as you say, you have this great map in the brochure. Is there anything online? Do you have a website?
We don't. We talked about it, but we don't.
Okay.
We should, we could, probably, but we don't.
Okay. So you need to, I think, best to track down a brochure, and I'm guessing there are some businesses in Harlan that have them, and I'm thinking I've convinced you that you need to bring some to Atlantic. I know there's some in Elkhorn, maybe Exira, but just kind of look around. Very colorful brochure that shows barns and barn quilts and says barn quilts on the front of it. So I suppose you could just drive around, but it's so much better to have this map, Jane.
Yes, I think that would be really helpful.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes.
Where do you see this going? Is this kind of, what's next?
Well, the main part of the main reason I wanted a barn quilt, but I also started realizing that the barns are disappearing out of our county. And so I thought if we could get something started, people would perhaps start looking at their barns and the corn cribs and saying, wow, you know, they're still in fairly good shape, especially if it has a good roof. Maybe if we repaint or do a little repair, we'll be able to preserve these barns because, you know, we're an agricultural heritage. I mean, that's where we came from. And if all of our barns and corn cribs disappear, then it's not truly a picture of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a big push, is to get people to look at their barn and fix it up if it needed to be, or freshen it up. And if they put a barn quilt on it, you know that they're... Mm-hmm. They're pretty interested and pretty excited about keeping those buildings.
You bet. Have you gotten involved at all with renovating barns? Because I know it depends on who's doing it and where you're doing it, that there could be some requirements for that, for uses of those barns instead of just sitting there?
The way I understand it is if it's a traditional, historic barn, they will not want a barn quilt on it because, that isn't historical. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a wonderful project because they are saving barns, but this one is a little probably doable for, not so much money maybe, and if this barn is already in fairly good shape, the person can afford to keep it going.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, you kind of said as we got started that you were interested in the agricultural history and in ag heritage, and are there other projects that you've done related to that in addition to quilting?
Well, I'm on a committee for, we have a one-room school museum, and we just had an open house last night. That's in Panama, Iowa, and it's a school from the 1920s where my husband and his brothers and sisters in Panama, Iowa, and it's a school from the 1920s where my husband and his brothers in Panama, Iowa, and it's a school from the 1920s where my husband and his brothers and sisters attended, out in the country, but it's in Panama, Iowa. And it's a school from the 1920s where my husband and his brothers and sisters attended, out in the country, but it's been moved to Panama in town. And so we've refurbished and restored and have that available for people to come and visit. And we have a new brochure, and I must mention that both of these are in Panama, Iowa. And it's a school from the 1920s where my husband and his brothers and sisters attended, out in the country, but it's been moved to Panama, Iowa. And it's a school from the 1920s where my husband and his brothers and sisters attended, out in the country, but it's been moved to Panama in town. It's in Panama, Iowa. And it's a school from the 1920s where my husband and his brothers in Panama, Iowa. And it's a school from the 1920s where my husband and his brothers and sisters attended, out in the country, but it's been moved to Panama in town. And so we've refurbished and restored and have that available for people to come and visit. And we have a new brochure. And I must mention that both of these are in Panama, Iowa. And it's a school from the 1920s where my husband and his brothers and sisters in Panama, Iowa. And it's a school from the 1920s where my husband and his brothers and sisters in Panama, Iowa. And it's a school from the 1920s where my husband and his brothers, that's in Panama, Iowa. And it's a school from the 1920s where my husband and his brothers and sisters from people in the area.
Well, thank goodness for people like you and your friends who are doing this kind of work to kind of keep some of our ag history going. And we want to thank you very much, Jan Reinick, for visiting with us this morning.
Well, thank you. The pleasure was mine.
Till next time, here is a thought. I opened two gifts this morning. They were my eyes.